Giovanni da Parto was a violent communist who had no interest in faith. Until one night, everything changed. A surprising encounter with a saint transformed him into one of the most unlikely evangelists of his time. His story shows that no one is beyond redemption. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Today's story comes from the book Blessed Padre Pio, The Friar of San Giovanni by John McCaffrey. And it tells the incredible conversion of Giovanni da Parto, a violent communist taxi driver with no patience for religion or his wife. Until one night changed everything. Listen to this. Giovanni had a reputation. He was a hardened man, quick-tempered, and when he drank, his wife often suffered the consequences. One night, after beating his wife, he collapsed onto his bed, only to be jolted awake by something unusual. The bed shook violently. At the foot of it, grasping the rail, stood a Capuchin friar, staring at him with a piercing gaze. Before Giovanni could react, the friar rebuked him, condemning his actions. And then the friar was gone. Giovanni leapt out of bed, quickly ran to lock the front door, then stormed into the kitchen where he asked his wife, "Now then, where is that monk?" His wife, confused, insisted no one else was in the house. But he didn't believe her. He carefully searched every room, but found no trace of the mysterious visitor. Convinced his wife was telling the truth, he told her what had happened. Now, Giovanni's wife had been praying for Padre Pio's intercession for some time, and she knew about his power of bilocation. But could it really have been him? Could Padre Pio have answered her prayers and personally come to their home? What other explanation could there be? "It was Padre Pio," she exclaimed. Giovanni, however, was made of stern stuff. "Look," he said, "no monk makes a fool out of me. I'm going down to have a look at this Padre Pio of yours and hear what he has to say for himself. I'll also find out if he flies." True to his word, some days later, Giovanni drove his taxi all the way to San Giovanni Rotondo. He found Padre Pio, recognized him, and spoke to him. But instead of reacting with anger, as one might have expected from him, Giovanni found himself disarmed in the friar's presence. Before he knew it, he was following Padre Pio like a lamb into the confessional. Giovanni later admitted, "What I forgot, he recalled for me. I was weeping, and he was weeping too." At the end of his confession, he pulled out his Communist Party membership card and asked Padre Pio to destroy it. Padre Pio agreed. "Yes, I shall," he said. "But you have another of these cards in the drawer by the head of your bed. Destroy that too when you go home." As you can imagine, Giovanni was amazed by his knowledge. Then Padre Pio promised to stay by his side and help him. But before granting absolution, he had one final request. "You have given great scandal," he said, "and now you must do something to make up for it. For your penance, you will go to Holy Communion every Sunday at the last Mass until I tell you to stop." Now, this was no small thing. In those days, strict fasting rules meant that nearly everyone received communion at the early morning masses, never at the last one. So, every Sunday, Giovanni had to walk down the aisle alone, sweating under the stares and whispers of the congregation. "I lost kilograms in sweat," he later admitted. This penance lasted nearly a year, and he never once asked to be excused. In fact, he did something remarkable. Giovanni had once been a well-known figure among his communist friends. Now he had become a devout Catholic. Yet, despite his transformation, his assertive personality remained. If anyone mocked his newfound faith, he had a simple response. "Right, why don't you come down with me and see how you make out?" Surprisingly, many agreed to join him. And so, trip after trip, he brought groups of skeptical communists to Padre Pio. And time after time, they left changed. Many were converted. Before long, Giovanni's red squads became a regular sight in San Giovanni Rotondo. And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.